How to use a pillbox. My doctor suggested that I start using a pillbox, but how do I get started? Which one is best? Using a pillbox to help you take your medicine is a simple but very effective strategy for taking your medicine safely. When the phone rings or your spouse asks you something, it's all too easy to lose track of what you were doing. Did you already take your medicine? Guessing can be risky, as an extra dose of pain medicine or heart medicine could cause life-threatening side effects. If you use a pillbox, you can double-check yourself by flipping up the compartment's lid to see if the pills are still there. Using a pillbox also helps you by giving you an early warning about needing another refill before you take your last dose of medicine. This helps you avoid running out of medicine completely, especially critical when you're taking a heart medicine or a blood thinner. Traveling with a pillbox instead of packing up all your pill bottles takes up less space and avoids the disaster of you accidentally leaving all of your medicines behind somewhere along the way. Which pillbox should you pick? That depends on how many medicines you take, how big your pills are, and how many times daily you need to take medicine. Do you only take one or two pills a day? Then you should be okay with a 7-day pillbox with one compartment for each day of the week. If you take medicine in the morning and the evening, choose a pillbox with two compartments for each day. They're often labeled AM and PM. There are also bigger pillboxes with four compartments for each day of the week: AM, noon, PM, and bedtime. With larger pills like potassium, vitamins, or fish oil capsules, you'll want to make sure that each compartment is large enough for all of your medicine. It's also a great idea to get two pill boxes, one a different color or design than the other. That second one will allow you to set up 2 weeks' worth of pills at a time or take over a week's worth of pills on an upcoming trip. Here's how I fill a pillbox. First, I collect my supplies. To fill a pillbox, collect your pill bottles and a current list of your medicines. I prefer having my pillbox in front of me and my pill bottles to the left of that. I'm right-handed, so I like to fill from left to right. Second step, fill each compartment in your pillbox from each bottle, one at a time. Starting from the top of your medication list, make sure you have a medicine bottle for each medicine that belongs in your pillbox. Open up the bottle, check to see which compartment it belongs in, and how many go in there. For example, one capsule in the morning means putting one pill in all 7 of the AM compartments. Step number 3, I turn each bottle upside down after I have finished adding it to the pillbox. After I fill my last space, I put the lid back on the bottle, turn it upside down, and set it on the table to my right. Then I check the list for my next medicine, find that bottle, fill the compartments, and turn the bottle over when I have finished, again, placing it to my right. Step number 4, double check each compartment. This is an often overlooked step, but can be very helpful. After finishing the last bottle of medicine, one task remains, a double check. One of my patients missed putting her blood thinner medicine in her pillbox and went a whole week without it and had a stroke. After years of filling people's pillboxes for them, you'd think I would be fast, accurate, and never mess it up. But there's often somebody trying to catch my attention in the middle of filling a pillbox, and once I respond to somebody asking me to take a phone call from a doctor or answer their question, I can lose track of where I was. That's why I turn the bottles upside down when I'm done with them and why I created a pillbox worksheet to double check my work. The pillbox worksheet I use has a spot for writing how many pills to put in each compartment, plus a row at the bottom for the total number of pills that should be in each compartment once you're done. You can double check the pills yourself or ask a family member or caregiver to help you. There's a free copy of my PillBox worksheet available at themedicationinsider.com/products. Step number 5, store out of reach of children and grandchildren. One last thing, pill boxes are not child resistant. So please, when you're done, move them out of reach of small children with inquiring fingers. This has been Louise Ackie at MedicineInsider.com.